Anybody ever thought back on how you made it out, all the things that were binding you?
mighty God. How many know that he's come for God? Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, you're a mighty God, you're a powerful God. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We bless you, hallelujah, God. We thank you today, God, hallelujah, Father. Your presence is real, hallelujah. Your power is real, God, and we cannot deny your power. You are a mighty God, hallelujah, a powerful God, Lord God, and we expect you to move in our lives right now, oh God. I thank you and I praise you. We are here exalting Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to fill the atmosphere with the name that carries power. Jesus, 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 Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the mighty name of Jesus on today. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the obedience of your Son, Jesus. I thank you for the power that is in his blood. I thank you that there is power when we call on the name. Our prayers are heard when we call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are here to magnify and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name is connected to the person, y'all. Hallelujah. So we call on the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. He is real. He is mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can work with you when you believe. Hallelujah. He works with your faith, but he can't work with your doubt and your unbelief. But we must believe on the name of the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And that at the name of Jesus, we have access to miracles, access to healing, access to deliverance, access to salvation, access, hallelujah, to renewing of the mind. Hallelujah. So we just bless the mighty name of Jesus on today. I'm here to bless his name. I thank you, Father God, for giving your Son for us and that you drew us by your Spirit to believe and to have faith in the Son of God. And now we can call you our Father, hallelujah, because of the Spirit, hallelujah, that you have given us, the measure of your Spirit through faith in your Son. Lord, we just thank you on today. We praise you, Lord. I know that you're going to deliver your word with clarity and truth and with power, oh God. Hallelujah. It is by the preaching of the gospel, power of God is released. Hallelujah. It is not by our power, our might, our strength or ability, our giftings either, but it is by the power of the Spirit of Christ when we say what he says say, when we do what he says do. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're giving us ears to hear on today and you're making us ready to receive your word. We pray against everything that comes to hinder the word from being delivered. We come against anything that is contrary to your Spirit on today, Lord God. Anything in the atmosphere, anything in our homes, in our minds, anything on this line, Lord, that is not like you, we pray right now you eradicate it by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and remove every boundary and every hindrance that will come against your word to hinder the receiving of your word as well as the delivery of your word. In the mighty name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, I pray on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Family, once again, welcome to the Exalting Jesus broadcast here on the Now Network. Hallelujah. I am your host, Orion Davis. I thank God for all of you who are listening on today. I thank God for all of you who have called in and who have told other people about this network and about this broadcast. May God's blessing rest upon you. Hallelujah. We have work to do. We have a job to do, and our job is the equipping of the people of God through the word of God, through the giftings that he has given us, that he may flow freely and that you may hear what your Spirit needs to receive from the Lord. It's not about the man. It's not about the vessel, but the Bible declares, how can they hear without a preacher? So I'm here to deliver God's word and to get out of the way. So bless the name of the Lord. On last week, the Lord gave me the word that I had to go back and listen myself because I couldn't really get what I delivered because it was on the spot. It was given to me pretty much as at the same time I was giving it out. So I had to go back and listen to see what the Spirit of the Lord was revealing. Hallelujah. But I know the Lord continuously dropped it in my spirit. He kept falling on me and giving me this word, the gathering, all last week and the week before. I just kept receiving that, the gathering. And God wanted to talk to his people about the gathering and the drawing together. Some of you may have been on the line last week and heard that. Some of you, this may be your first time listener, or you were absent on last week. I'm not going to preach the same message again, but I believe the Lord is leading me to give some more insight about the gathering. This will be considered a part two of that series. Hallelujah. But God began to teach us on last week and speak by his spirit through me on about gathering and getting his people ready collectively, that he wants to draw us into a place of oneness with him. Hallelujah. So we talk about oneness and unity all the time in the body of Christ, but God is saying, I'm looking for a people that will be one with me, one with me. I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to take my time and teach this. I've been told that I get to going a little fast, and I try to pace myself that the people will be edified and that they can hear and receive what has been said and break it on down in a excellent way. So I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit and move into the delivery of this, as he's been showing me some other things and bringing back to my memory many things that he has shown me in the times past, or in time that I've been seeking the Lord and talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. So the gathering. On last week, we talked about how God wants to draw his people into a oneness with him. That means he wants you to know him. He wants you to be intimate with him. Why? People say all the time, well, you know, you can reveal a thing, you can talk about a problem, but now we've got to get to where we have solutions. We have to be solution-minded people. And let me tell you something. The solution is to know God. Not to know about God, to know God. God is calling us into a relationship with him. It's a beautiful thing to know that the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of all things, wants to know you and wants you to know him. He wants you to have an intimate connection with him. Hallelujah. It's not just for the priesthood and the prophets and the apostles. No, God wants you to know him. He has a work and a job for you. He has something that he's required of you. Hallelujah. So he wants you to be into that place of oneness. So he's gathering his people. Hallelujah. He's gathering us as one people to know him. Okay, he's gathering us together, taking all the elect. The Bible says that at the end time, God will gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. That means he knows them that are his. He's going to go and pick them all up wherever they are scattered. When you read in Ezekiel, I believe it's Ezekiel chapter 11, somewhere in there, God told the children of Israel, he says, at that time, he's going to gather them where he has scattered them. He has scattered them all over the face of the earth because of their disobedience. And he told them they would be scattered among the nations. Hallelujah. But God in his wisdom, he says, I know them that are mine. I know who is who. And he begins to want to gather them all together. When Jesus worked a miracle with the fish and the five loaves, the two fish and the five loaves, he fed all those thousands of people with those small articles of food. But at the end of the miracle, Jesus says, gather ye the fragments that nothing be wasted or nothing be lost. God is keeping an eye on you. He knows who is his. He tells them to gather the fragments. Even the crumbs matter to God. So even the lowest people, even those who seem to be forgotten about, my God, today, those who seem to be left out, those who seem to have missed out on the promises of God, they seem to have missed out on some things. God has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. But he's gathering us. But there's a greater purpose than the things we want to receive. There's a greater purpose than what we desire, what we feel. God has a greater purpose because God is looking to fill his house. Hallelujah. So talked last week about the gathering. God wants to gather all the people together for the great banquet of the marriage feast of the Lamb and his wife, or his bride. The bride is the body of Christ. That's all believers collectively. Now, this is where the unity for all of us comes into play. But before we can have unity, before there's unity among us as believers, we have to have that one-on-one with God. See, if I'm one with God, and you're one with God, and he's one with God, and she's one with God, then we all are speaking the same language. Hallelujah. I told you on last week that God is raising up prophets all over the world saying the same word. They're speaking the same thing. They have the same call. They're speaking the same word of prophecy because it's the same spirit. You can go to Africa and hear this word. You can go to Tokyo and hear this word. You can go to, different places all over the world, one hemisphere to another, you're going to hear the same type of prophetic messages coming forth that may sound different because it's not what you're getting on your in your religious circles or in your church settings, or maybe not what you're going to get in the people you're used to, but you got to have an ear to hear now what the Spirit is saying. You got to know who God is sending to bring forth messages. Hallelujah. Watch this. God is bringing forth the word because he's looking to gather his people. He's collecting his people. Why is God doing any such thing? Because God knows some things that a lot of times we're oblivious to. And a lot of the times God is trying to share things with us and we're missing it because we're walking by sight. Oh God, watch this now. I heard a prophet say this, and I'm gonna borrow this. He said, the prophets of God are strange to the people of the church. He says, then this may not be word for word how it was, but he said the prophets are strange to the church because when the church is rejoicing, the prophets are weeping. And when the church is weeping, the prophets are usually rejoicing. And he said they seem backwards. And the reason for that is when the church is rejoicing, they're happy because the blessings are falling and prosperity is in the land and all that. But the prophet is looking a little further down the road, and they see the calamity that's coming, the destruction that's coming, and they're weeping because they're interceding for the people. But then when something bad happens, the people begin to mourn and cry and all those things, and the prophet begins to rejoice, and the people say, what's wrong with you? You're not on one accord with us, but he's on one accord with God because now he's seeing, okay, although God has sent this destruction, God has a plan. Hallelujah. See, just like God told the people, though I've scattered you over all the nations of the earth, I will yet gather you. See, so the destruction or the judgment of God is what caused Israel to be scattered. They were taken and plucked up from their own land. They were moved out of their place of surety because of their disobedience. God saw what was in their hearts. They kept going after idols, and God said, you know what? I've had enough of this mess. I'm going to chase you. I'm not going to leave you altogether unpunished, but I'm going to correct you in measure, but then I'm going to set you back in your own land. So God always has a plan. Hallelujah. But God, the people of God are often slow to catch what God is saying, and by the time we catch it, it's already done and we're already in it. But God is a good God. He loves his people. That's why he's talking about a gathering. There's always two sides to every coin, beloved. Hallelujah. So I'm going to slow down just a little bit more. So God talks about drawing his people together as one. The scriptures declare in the New Testament writings, he says that we should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. Unity is about the Spirit. We can be all in one place and never be in the same spirit. Therefore, there'll be commotion and confusion and turmoil and you know, debate and all kind of craziness. But when the Holy Ghost is large and in charge, we can't help but to say what he's saying. Hallelujah. So we got to put the flesh aside. We got to crucify the will of the flesh, the mind of the flesh. We have to now get into the scriptures and let the scriptures get into us. Hallelujah. And then we've got to become living, written epistles. Hallelujah. That's done by the Spirit. Let me say something real quick. I'm going to throw this little plug in here. It's going to help some people. And then we'll get back on my message. There's never a conflict between the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Some people have the Word, but they don't have any base in the Spirit. They don't know the Spirit. They can't discern the Spirit of God. So they know the Word, but they don't know the Spirit. But then you got some people that are spiritual. They got spiritual giftings. The Holy Spirit has gifted them with something, but they don't put in any time with the Word. Either or is unbalanced. But, beloved, God gave you two legs. If your body is in working order, you stand up straight with both legs. So the thing about God is he doesn't make you unbalanced. He doesn't give you all Word and no Spirit. He don't give you all Spirit and no Word. But if you, one thing about the Spirit is he ain't going to force you to read that book. Jesus says when the Holy Spirit come, he will bring all things back to your memory, what I've said to you. Now, some of what Jesus said is in the, it is written. Watch this. A lot of people respect, thus saith the Lord. They want prophets. Tell me my middle name. Tell me what's in my bank account. Tell me what's going to happen to me next month. Tell me, prove you a prophet. But that ain't how it works, beloved. No, that's a whole other spirit. But watch this. We can respect the thus saith the Lord, but a lot of people don't respect the it is written. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit respects the it is written, and the devil respects that it is written. Even Jesus, the Bible says the people marveled at Jesus because he taught the scriptures how to never learn letters. In other words, nobody taught him how to read, but yet something about him, he still knew that it is written. So how much more for us people who are not illiterate, we can read and yet got Bibles and won't read them. And then we wonder why we're missing things that God has sent, or we're misinterpreting the language of the Spirit. My God, today, let me get off that. But we got to be balanced. It's a balancing act. You got to know that it is written to get the truth, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you might be hearing another voice. Now, how do you deal with those voices? To get those voices off of you, you got to cut it with the sword. When the devil spoke to Jesus, he didn't argue. He didn't prophesy. He said, it's written. It's written. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Let me get back onto this message. So about the gathering, there's two sides to every coin. God is looking to gather his people. He's getting us ready because he sees things that are coming. God never sends warning without a cause. On last week, as I was ministering and talking about how God gave me a prophetic sign about the warning, to give the warning and to ring the alarm, and I didn't quite understand it all, and I was afraid, you know, I don't want to be alarming people and all that, and nothing happens, but God was letting me know that it's always a calm before the storm, but you got to ring the alarm. When I tell you to blow the trumpet and you don't, and the people die and perish, then the blood's on your hand. That's the job of a prophet. That's the job of a watchman. You have to say what God says when he says say it, because it doesn't matter if it doesn't look like it or not. If God says it, it's happening. And what a lot of people are not seeing is because it looks one way, they're not seeing what's really happening in the world we're living in and what's getting ready to take place. So God has to raise up voices to tell you, but it's up to you to take heed. It's up to you to discern the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Unto the name of Jesus. Watch this now. So he's gathering us. That means he's not, this is not a, oh, we're going to meet over here at such and such building on such and such date and call it such and such event. No. He says, no, that's not how it's going to work. But we can't know anybody after the flesh. But the gathering is taking place. God is bringing his people on one accord in the spirit. In the spirit. Watch this. Let me read some scripture today on this. Now, last week, I didn't really read a lot. Just it was flowing out of me, and I'm going to try to do that this week, but there's some things I must touch in the written. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 says this, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. This means we can't even look for Jesus to appear in a bodily form like what he looked like before. We're not even looking for him that way. We got to know him by his spirit. See, people talk about discernment all the time. You know, the believers talk about discernment. And a lot of people, they say they discern things, but all they see is devils and demons and witchcraft and all those things. But let me tell you something. Discerning of spirits is a gift given by the Holy Ghost. Discerning of spirits. Discerning, that means it's constantly going. It's always working. You don't work it, it works itself, and it shows you what you don't see. It's like a radar detection system, and it's working. But let me tell you something. God is a spirit. So discerning of spirits means we got to discern him as well. We have to know, okay, this is God. No, this is the spirit of the Lord speaking to me. Let me hush. Let me turn off my distractions. Let me put this down, what I'm looking at over here. Let me tell the children to settle on down, because I got to hear what thus saith the Lord. What is the Lord saying? How can they hear without a preacher? So God is speaking. Hallelujah. And God, he says, how can they preach except they be sent? When God sends someone to give a word, it is for your benefit. Bless the name of the Lord today. Watch this now. The gathering. On last week, the word was really coming forth about how God wants to bring his people into a place with him. Now, the instruction is we got to know him. We have to know him. That means we got to put in time in this. Hallelujah. When you put in time in the word, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Some folks say, it's all about being spiritual and having these gifts and charisma and all that, but you can be deceived. But this word don't change. Watch this. Jesus told the people, he said, the first miracle he worked, he told them, fill up these pots with water. But then Jesus did something, and he turned the water to wine. You want to get really full of the Spirit of God, just start putting that word in you. because there's a time where he's going to take and breathe on that word, and it's going to turn to something else. Hallelujah. He's going to turn water to wine. He's going to turn it to more than just knowing the written word, to now you hear his voice echoing inside of you. Hallelujah. The same spirit that's on the pages, that's in the truth of that word, that's going to get down in you when you believe. Jesus said, believe on me as the scriptures have said. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He's talking about the Holy Ghost. So when you really begin to believe on him as the scripture says, how can you believe as the scripture says if you don't know it? Yes, you need a preacher. You do. That's why I'm here breaking it down for you. But there's a time you got to get in and open that book, crack open that book, and devour it. Eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat the word, eat the word. Somebody need to eat the word, because he keeps bringing me back to this. Somebody don't have a strong relationship with the word. Your prayers are no stronger than your word life. My God, I'm trying not to even go on that, but somebody needs that. You got to put that word back in you. Don't worry about it if you understand it or not. That word talking to your spirit, it's alive. The word is living, quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's going to move in you and deal with you. That word, it's going to do. It's a force all by itself. My God, today. But he's still gathering us to hear his word. Watch this now. So last week I talked about God wanting to gather. Now I want to talk to you about a different type of gathering. I want to talk to you about something, because there's a play on words in the scripture sometimes. Things that God has caused me to discern. Some things he's caused me to have insight on that I don't necessarily want to see it. I don't all the time go and ask God, show me this, show me that. Some things it's just like he's showing me and it's for a purpose. I have a word to deliver. So I have to just deal with this. So there's another gathering that is taking place. And some see it and some don't. Some see it and some don't. But it's my job to bring this word about in hopes that somebody will see what they didn't see before. If you already see it, then bless God for the confirmation. Hallelujah. But if you haven't seen it, well, maybe you will see it after today. So the gathering that I want to talk to you today about, as God is gathering us, his people, we also got to know that the enemy has his gathering that's going forth as well. What am I talking about? The enemy is gathering his people together and gathering his little imps and getting things in order. And some say, oh, that don't matter. Well, it does if you don't recognize it, if you can't discern the difference, if you're trapped by it, if you're going to get caught in the snare, it does matter. See, here's the thing. All these warnings Jesus gave in the New Testament were for a purpose. He told the saints, Matthew 24:4, Jesus told the apostles, the foundational people, they were apostles, they were his disciples, the people that were going to establish the New Testament church when he left. These people were very key primary people, yet he tells them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed, that means pay close attention. Look at it from every angle. Take heed. Be swift to hear and slow to speak. Take heed that no man deceive you. So things matter. Things that we don't want to deal with still matter. And we've got to be put in the right position to be able to do something about it. The word of God says we must know God. We must know God. If we're going to overcome, we have to know him. We really have to know God. It's one thing to start with Christ, but beloved, we have to finish with Christ. Let me help somebody. You've been maybe wondering, or somebody debate this with you, once saved, always saved. Let me tell you something. Once saved, always saved is not of God. It's a lie. You can lose your salvation. Now, does anybody want to focus on that? No, we don't want to focus on losing anything that God gives us. We want to focus on keeping our eyes on Jesus, keeping our heart with Jesus, keeping our mind on Jesus. Therefore, we are here exalting Jesus. But, beloved, the truth that some don't want to face is, hey, you can lose out. Somebody say, prove it. Well, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is likened unto 10 virgins. 5 virgins was wise, 5 were foolish. The 5 wise virgins took oil with their lamps in their vessels, and the 5 that were foolish took no oil with their lamps. In other words, they all start out the same way. They all was virgins. Clean, that means clean. That means you've been justified. You've been washed by the blood. You're a believer in the blood of Jesus Christ. You're clean. You're like a virgin. You're clean. See, they have the lamps. All of them have the lamp. The lamp represents the word. We all can have the word. The sad part is many don't even use the lamp. They don't read the word. So that's a whole nother level of foolishness that we don't want to get into. But then he says that the wise virgins took extra oil with them. In other words, they have a prayer life. They have an anointing. They have a relationship with the Spirit of God. Okay? Watch this. At the end of it, the unwise, the foolish virgins said to the wise virgins, give us your oil, for our lamps have gone out. In other words, that word will eventually become darkness to you if you don't have the Spirit. Watch this. So they started out with Christ, but they did not. Well, they start out at the same place as the others, but only five of them make it to see Christ in the end, at the end of the story. Read that, Matthew chapter 25. Read that real good and let the Holy Spirit minister to your heart to show you whether or not the things I say be of God or not. Watch this now. So five of them make it to Christ at the end. Five don't. They don't have enough oil. They can't see. They started out in the same position. Started out in the same position as the others. That's a story right there Jesus told for a purpose. He likens the kingdom of heaven to this. In other words, everybody ain't getting in. They start out with what it takes, but they don't have enough because they didn't put in the work. This means we got to do some work. I don't care who tells you that your works don't matter and it's all grace, grace, grace. The devil is lying to you. We love grace. We thank God for grace. We need grace. Nobody going to be saved without grace. But, beloved, Jesus is full of grace and truth, so it's my job to give you the truth. And I don't sugarcoat it, but I can season it with a little salt. Hallelujah. We can put the salt on the word, make it taste good, but we can't sugarcoat the word. We got to tell you the truth. He said give you grace, but he got to give you truth with the grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this now. The gathering. So there are things that are going on that many don't see. The Bible says when they shall say, peace and safety. Then comes sudden destruction upon them as travail upon a woman with birth pains. So then, so there's a time where everything is calm, the calm before the storm, peace and safety. We see all those things happening. People are, believing we're getting ready to have so much peace and safety, but they can't discern the times because they're not discerning the voice of God, but God is letting us know. We don't have a lot of time. It just means we've got to really now be making sure our oil is intact, making sure we still have light, making sure that we're going to be those five wise virgins. Hallelujah. Watch this. Said when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. That means something. He says sudden destruction. Some things are going to happen so fast that nobody's going to see it coming because nobody's looking for it to come in a time of peace and safety. See, everybody thinks Jesus is on his way back when there's turmoil in the world, when there's no prosperity flowing and there's famine in the land and there's sickness and pestilence and disease and perilous times. Everybody's expecting, oh, Jesus is coming now. We better get right. We better. But baby, when the prosperity's flowing and when everybody's happy and all the world is on one accord and it looks like peace and safety, that's when you need to be ready. Jesus declared, he says, for in the hour that you think not, is when the Son of Man comes. It's when you think he's not coming. Most think he's not coming when things are going well. We equate all the good and the well-doings as blessings from God, and we equate the trouble as the enemy. But some things is God doing. Watch this now. Jesus made a declaration. Can I teach by the Spirit and not have to go verbatim scripture? Just y'all can look these things up when you get off of here. That'll give you a little extra work to do. Watch this. I don't want to sit here and read these things verbatim. But watch this. Jesus said, he come in an hour that you think not. He also said this. He says, think not that I come to send peace on the earth. Think not that I've come to send peace on the earth. So when you start seeing all these world leaders talking about peace, 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 world peace, peace and safety, world peace and world safety, then you got to know God's not in it. I don't care how they try to put God's name on it, and the religious leaders and the political leaders and all these leaders coming together as one. They're gathering, but they're not gathering by God. The scriptures declare they shall surely gather, but not by me. They appoint themselves kings, but I did not command it. There's things that are happening, and they don't want to hear the true word of prophecy. Many don't. But, beloved, your ears are blessed right now if you're hearing this. If you're receiving this, don't take this in with your own understanding. But stop right now and say, Holy Spirit, let me interpret this the way you intend. Hallelujah. Because that word can fall on four different type of hearts, but only one is going to receive and produce fruit. Hallelujah. You got to ask him right now, Lord, make me good ground to receive your word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Watch this. I'm trying to slow down, but it's in me. I got to release it. Watch this now. When you start to seeing the gathering, then you got to recognize the signs of the times. This gathering now, this message is turning. It's not turning about God gathering his people. He's already collecting us up in the spirit to get our minds stayed on Christ, to get us ready to be overcomers, because he knows what it's going to take to make it in this time. That means we've got to really put in time with him. Hallelujah. We've got to get intimate with God. We've got to worship like never before now. Hallelujah. Because worship opens doors now. Worship will put you in a position that you don't even know how you got there. It'll fight your battles for you. God will begin to break down some barriers and tear down walls for you. My God, today, hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Worship will get you some things now. Hallelujah. Worship will get you out of some stuff. Praise be unto the name of the Lord. Watch this. So you start to seeing the gathering, the world gathering together as one, the people starting to pull for the agenda of we want world peace. I was saddened one day. I rode by a church, big old cathedral, in our city, one of the biggest churches in the city. I was so sad because, you know, how the churches have a sign out front, and usually it says something about the Lord, you know, or a scripture text or something like that. And the sign said, pray for world peace. That sounds like a good idea, don't it? But my spirit, man, was grieved when I saw it. I started weeping because I knew that that's what the agenda of the devil is at this point. Now, some say, well, why are you against peace? Blessed are the peacemakers. Understand something. If you got to make peace, that means there ain't no peace. If you got to be a peacemaker, that means there ain't no peace. In other words, that means you in a situation and there's strife. When you walk in, the spirit you carry ought to bring enough peace with you that the strife got to cease, at least for the time you there. Now, they may go back to raising hell when you leave, but when you walk in, the peace got to sustain that place because you're there. Jesus says, when you enter a house, let the Son of Peace go before you. If the Son of Peace is not there, he said, your peace shall not follow. He says, go in the streets and shake the dust off your feet. So he's not talking about world peace. He already said, I did not come to bring peace upon the earth. He uses the word earth to let you know as a whole. This whole planet, I ain't come to bring unity and everybody holding hands, singing kumbaya. That's not the Jesus of the Bible, y'all. Now, some of these big mega churches and these big time leaders and stuff, they're pushing this stuff. And you got to recognize what it looked like and get in the truth. Hallelujah, because God is gathering his people. He's gathering a remnant. The true saints are hearing the true messages of God, and they're discerning the times. They're discerning what God is saying, and they're preparing themselves because they can see that the bottom's about to fall out, no matter about how they talk in peace and safety, no matter how they sign in agreements and treaties and all these things. We see what's getting ready to take place on the world scene. We understand our position now. Hallelujah. We're in formation. We're ready. We're ready to tell the dying world. We see the darkness that's coming, but we're ready to be the light. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise and shine, for thy light has come. Though darkness be in the land and gross darkness upon the people, great light has risen among thee. So God is going to give light through his people. And we've got to be in a position to have our lights burning. Hallelujah. We've got to have oil. We've got to have oil in our vessels. We got to have the lamp. That means you got to have the word. Hallelujah. But the word is only illuminated according to your relationship with the Holy Spirit. My God, today. I'm going to say that again. You got to have the word. That's the lamp. But the lamp is only illuminated by your relationship to the Holy Spirit. Is he revealing the word to you? My God, today. That's what's light for the world. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Watch this now. The gathering. So we see now what is happening is the people are starting to gather. The people are starting, we're building more churches in our world now than ever. Yet, we see that the lawlessness in the land is prevailing. We see it's growing. Jesus said it would happen. Jesus said it, y'all. This is not me being a doomed prophet. Listen, Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Because it abounds. So iniquity abounds. What does abound mean? It means multiply, grow, flourish. When you plant a field And all of a sudden you come back a few weeks later and it's just everywhere. You got wheat everywhere, corn everywhere. That's abounding, a bountiful harvest. Y'all get what I'm saying? The harvest time, we're towards the end. So when God starts speaking about harvest time towards the end, then we know there's gathering that's going on. There's two kinds of gathering. There's two kinds of gathering. There's the gathering of the wheat and the gathering of the tares. Understand something here. That's bigger than what we think. It's bigger than just, oh, well, they in the church, but they ain't right, so they the tares. No, it's bigger than this. It's so much more to the story, but I can't share it all in one broadcast. I can't share it all anyway because it's not my job to share it all, but there's things the Holy Ghost will share with you. But you got to get in that book. You got to know. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks clearly multiple times about the end times in the book of Daniel, especially between the 9th and the 12th chapter. And he speaks of those that have understanding. Y'all read that when you get some time. He keeps speaking about those that have understanding at that time. So understanding is so important. All of what Daniel went through, he went through because he sought for an understanding. If we don't understand the language of the Spirit, then we may be deceived. We may be deceived. See, everything about this enemy is he's coming to take the truth from you. The Bible even speaks of that in the book of Daniel. It talks about how the Antichrist comes and he prospers and practices. And at one point it says he casts the truth down to the ground. Then you get to Romans chapter 1 if you need New Testament on that. All us grace lovers, we need New Testament to prove and verify anything. So here you go. Go to Romans chapter 1. He talks about they changed the truth of God into a lie. Round about the 19th to the 20th verse, somewhere in there. So these things are happening in our world. We see the laws changing. We see things. This is why the alarm is ringing, because God wants to gather his people that we're not part of the other gathering. Watch this now. The people are gathering together, and they're calling for world peace, universalism, this universal church, and this every, you know, everybody come around and get along. Well, Jesus says, I ain't in that. He said, I ain't come to bring peace on earth, but I come to bring a sword and division. Now, that doesn't mean division among believers. Howbeit, it's two kind of believers. You're either the wise virgin or the foolish virgin. Now, the thing I love about it is, spoke with one voice. The foolish virgin spoke with one voice. Hey, give us of your oil. But the wise virgins spoke with one voice. Hey, we ain't got enough for you and us. So the division that he's talking about, it separates two kinds. But if you in that group, then you know, you cluster with your people. Hallelujah. This is where we got to know who we are. Watch this now. Watch this. Jesus gives all these parables for reasons. He gives parables. The Bible says he spoke with parables, and at one point it says, without parables he did not speak. So he speaks in parables for a particular reason, because he wants certain people to get certain knowledge and other people not to receive it, because he already knows what's in the heart. He already knows they ain't the type of ground that's going to receive this word as a good seed on good ground and bear the right fruit. He already knows, so it got to hide it. That's why a seed got a shell around it. The life of the seed is on the inside. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this. The gathering. Jesus lets us know that there's going to be things. He says when Paul writes and says, when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Then comes sudden destruction. Don't you know when Noah built that boat, the people thought it was peace and safety. They laughed at him. The Bible says they were giving in marriage. They were eating and drinking and making merry and buying and selling and planting and building, all those things we see happening. That's what the world was at that time. Nobody was worried about it. Nobody was thinking about what Noah was saying. They wasn't trying to help him build the boat. They probably wasn't even paying him any attention. Well, you know, some say they mocked him and all that. I'm sure some did mock him, but for the most part, people went on with their lives as if, oh, man, Noah's tripping. Ain't nobody thinking about him. Look, we've been hearing him say that for 100 years, and we ain't seen a drop of rain. But when the rain came, it was sudden. I spoke on this last week. The Bible speaks on how the great fountains of the deep opened up. That means water came from inside of the earth and came out gushing upward, as well as the clouds letting down the rain suddenly. So you got destruction and judgment came from both directions. It was sudden. Them people didn't have a chance to knock on that boat like they did on the movie, you know, knocking on the boat, let us in. No, that ain't how it happened. By the time they realized destruction was upon them, it was too late. The only ones that escaped was them that made preparation. They knew God. They discerned God. Noah discerned God when there wasn't a drop of rain ever touched the earth, but he discerned what was coming. So he prepared. This means we got to prepare our lives wrapped around the person of Christ Jesus. We got to be in him like Noah was in that boat when it was time for the flood to come. Hallelujah. Watch this now. The gathering. God wants us to know him. It's not a message to scare nobody, but I'd prefer you to be prepared, even if it takes you being afraid, than to not be prepared. Watch this. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's the...
Amen. Minister Sir Ryan, you dropped. Come on, let's pray for the man of God. The word was flowing. We were in the gathering. Oh, hallelujah. We are going to play a praise song and then get him back on here. Come on, Holy Spirit, rain on our field.
How many want the Lord to rain on you? Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my feet. What I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it.
Minister Sir Ryan, but I just wanted to come back and shed some light on a couple of scriptures as we close. I'll give you something to study on about the gathering of one accord, the gathering in the assembly of the men and women of God that have said that we are standing together for the righteousness sake. Amen. But Matthew 18 and 20, for where two or three have gathered in my name, I am there in the midst. Oh, glory. Watch what he says in Hebrews 10:25. He says, not forsaking our own assembly together, as it is a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. 1 Corinthians 5:4, it says, in the name of our Lord Jesus, when you are assembled and I am with you in spirit, the power of the Lord Jesus. If you're looking for that power, it's in the assembly of one accord. And we share this daily here on the network on how it's imperative for us to see the light of one, the revelation of one, and the family of one. And as we said, the gathering of one. Amen. We're going to take this opportunity to go ahead and open the lines up. You may need prayer or may have a comment on this subject today. Still waiting to see Minister Sir Ryan come back on, but dial one right now. We'll bring you into the queue. Air code 703, last four, 8582. You're live on Exalting Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor E, and everyone else on the line tonight. I just wanted to dial in to commend the man of God for standing up for Jesus and speaking nothing but the truth. Because
yes.
I know this may sound foreign to a lot of people who are in churches who are afraid to allow the Lord to use them through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. But I affirm it. I understand it. And I'm going to tell, you know, if there are any listeners on the line tonight and if you don't quite receive it, I'm just saying to you, please open up your heart and let the Holy Spirit do his complete work in you, because you're going to hear more of this type of gospel. It is not a false gospel, but it is the true and living word of Jesus Christ, because the gathering of the body of Christ, the holy body of Christ, versus the body of tares, there is a different gospel. And just in quickness and getting off the line for time's sake, I want to tell you just a quick testimony that the Lord just spoke to me on yesterday. Okay, just yesterday. He said, do you know for the past 10 years, all the strife, all the hell, all the backbiting, and all the things that you have been going through, that the devil designed it to tear you down in your mind, because he knew that two-thirds of your friends are tares. But because you love them, come on here, but because you love them and you stood up for the truth, this is why they fought you. And he let me know that I am closing doors. So I am in the process of making mega change in my life, because my eyes were opened. I mean, grandioso, just to the fact of having a great peace within me, no more warfare, no more turmoil. And you're hearing this from a pastor. Okay, I want you to understand this, that I found myself trying to fit in. So I'm going to say to the man of God, even though as a prophet of God I was speaking the same word, but in my flesh there was a great warfare. So I want to say to you, so I understand the warfare that you may be experiencing, but please, if you've never thought about it before, please, ma'am, please, sir, open your heart to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. And let the Lord have his perfect
glory.
Work in you. God bless
well,
you.
You know, it's all in agreement. It is so much in agreement, because now is the time for a real Pentecost movement that, you know, I referred to Acts 2:1. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And that's the move of Christ right now in our lives, is that we must become one. On one accord, same love, same mind, same spirit, same purpose, same God, same scripture, same word. Everything must be so relevant to each other that we are moving in the oneness. And that's what the gathering is all about. And I see us even gathering here on the network in smaller numbers than most people want to see. But I'm saying if the Bible says there are two or three gathered, well, we were already surpassed that. We've multiplied that by 10, guaranteed. But if it's just one of us that gets to another place of agreement, of gathering together on one accord, and say, you know what, I just want to bleed together. I'm not looking for me for my time or my season or my spot. I just want to be a part of agreeing.
Absolutely.
That God can really be magnified. I mean, that he can really be exalted like never before, because it's not, you know, we talk a good game, but until he's able to be exalted through our actions, that people are, that we're being watched. Believe me, we're being watched, every move, every step, everything you're taking. When you've called on him and declared him as your personal Lord and Savior, whether you think it know it or not, you are being watched just to see if you'll stand and stand and stand and withstand and just stand some more. But it has to go to another level of community and gathering. So I'm blessed. Anybody else? Got one. God bless you, woman of God, for your continued support and that fresh word that continues to flow. Anyone else with a comment? Maybe for that one caller that I've been saying every day that does not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. You just happen to be on this call for whatever reason, whoever invited you, and you heard something tonight that has changed your thought process. You're about to have a paradigm shift, and you're going to see God in a different eyesight. I want you to dial one. We have a private room to talk to you and get you your starter kit, and we'll get you rolling now. It won't take long either. Not a whole nother sermon, just a couple things to get you started and then guide you to the right directions to now be encouraged and brought into the family of one. Anybody else dial one? We got a couple more minutes. But as I said, been blessed. God bless you all. Know that you're loved, honored, and appreciated. We are praying for you. You pray for me. This is the current movement here on the network is prayer, and we want to pump prayer up like never before. So it's this: I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for somebody else, and we continue to get this prayer thing that as long as we're praying for someone else is praying for us, so we don't have to worry about our back is taken care of. But I pray for you. You pray for somebody else, because I know there's many praying for me, but we need to get this push of praying for one another, praying for one another. No, not for houses, cars, jobs. No, that you get that your ministry blossoms, that the word resonates in you as well as it does anyone, that you're received and doors are opened for you, that the word of one can go throughout this nation and then out throughout this world. Those type of prayers, the effectual, the fervent, the prayers of a righteous man that we are looking to avail much, must be because we're praying for people to be as great as we want to be or as we've been already called to be. I pray for you. You pray for me. And I believe we're praying. You pray for me. I pray for you. You praying. We have prayed the man of God back up in here. Minister Sarine is back live. Apostle, evangelist, mighty woman of God. If you could share that comment back with Minister Sarine, he's back live.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I see you.
Sir, I'm here. I'm traveling, and I'm trying to reduce the noise in my car.
Didn't hear you live as you were commenting. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
We all multitasking.
Amen. Sarine. I just wanted to say, Sarine, I'm so sorry. I just am so excited, and I just wanted to say God bless you and thank you for standing up and preaching and teaching the unadulterated truth of the Word of God. Because so many people are speaking other things today. And I was just sharing how grateful that I am to hear the same word ministered that God has planted in my belly for over, 10 years. None of this about me, but other people too who have been persecuted, talked about lied on, left out, left for dead. But we have continued. And I want to say to you that it really just leaped in my soul. Because even on yesterday, I was convicted, okay, for even wanting to fit in. Come on here. I was convicted, and even tonight, it just really charged me to say, you know what? You're not alone. Because in the circle where I walk in, I rarely hear this truth except it's coming from my belly. Even, oh, God, I know somebody's going to get mad tonight because they may know where I come from. But even among the hierarchy of the people that teach me. And God gave me a word against that, so I'm just so blessed to know that you are out there as a young person preaching the truth of the Word of God. Man, God, keep preaching the truth, no matter how many people don't like it. I tell you what, we got people in your corner, and I bless you tonight because I say, like I said, yoke fell off me. And from a perspective of a leader in the kingdom, I want to say to anybody else who is a leader in the kingdom, we're not above it. Okay, this is what the truth of the Word of God does for us. It brings about a change. So I bless you tonight in Jesus' name. I just wanted to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
That your word was appreciated.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Well, Minister Sarine, we did hitchhiked off the gathering, and I've shared some scriptures, and then Apostle Debbie. I don't know if I want to call her Deborah, but I like Deborah. But Apostle Deborah was able to share how that word of truth that that's what we promote here on the Now Network. But you're live back on. I'm out the way.
Amen. There's so much more that God had planted, but I believe it was time for me to end that. And I know that my signal went out on my phone for whatever reason, but to God be the praise. I just want to say a quick prayer. And if anybody out there, you already got your cups out. God is already pouring. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're pouring into us. You are pouring in from heaven, Lord God. We just stand in agreement, Lord, as we ask for your presence, Lord. To know you, God, is what we must do in this day. We cannot know you by our flesh. Hallelujah, Father. We need your spirit. Reveal Christ to us daily. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, stir up the prayer of intercession in your people, Lord God, that we will travail once more until Christ be formed in us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, that we need more of you in this time, Lord, in the time where darkness looks like light and light looks like dark. Lord, don't let us be deceived, but let us walk in the truth. Lead and direct us daily, Lord God, and prepare us, Lord God. We thank you for the gifts that you've given to the body for the perfecting of the saints, Lord God. You are perfecting us. Even while you're perfecting us, you still consider us saints, Lord God. I bless you, Lord God. I pray right now that you will cause love to flood our hearts. You said the world would know that we are yours, Lord, by our love one to another, Lord God. So, Lord, even as we speak the truth, we must love, Lord God. We must love one another enough to tell the truth. We must love one another to reach for deliverance, to seek deliverance. Lord, I thank you for a spirit of humility that you're giving us, Lord God, that we can accept where we have fallen short as individuals, Lord God. Even corporately, we will take responsibility, Lord, and we won't try to put religion over top of it, Lord God, to cover it up. But Lord, we come before you naked, Lord, and we say, purge us and cleanse us. We are your church, Lord God. We are gathered, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord, and you are preparing us for your return, and we must be ready to meet you. Lord, I pray right now that you help us in raising our children, the next generation, that, Lord, we're not so caught up in religion and church that they don't see God. But, Lord, we want them to know you just like we want to know you. Father, cause us to be salty enough, Lord, to make them thirst for you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I pray that you give us a praying spirit with power to accompany it, Lord God. No sense in praying without seeing results, Father God. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus that you are giving us a deeper depth in prayer. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you that you're filling us with your love, Lord. We must stay connected in your love. You said that when iniquity abounds, the love of many wax cold, but you did not say the love of all. So Lord, let us be that church of Philadelphia. Let us be that church of love, true love, not in word only, Lord, but in deed. Let us see where we're not loving, Lord God, and let us make the adjustments and corrections. Father, these things we pray in the honorable, blessed, high and holy, lifted, exalted name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, and amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.